One of the things that holds so many people back from giving their lives over to God is the guilt that they feel over all they've done wrong. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Question: why did God have to send Jesus to die for us on that cross? If we've done something wrong, why can't we just say sorry and have him forgive us? I think that's a pretty fair question. And the answer lies in the fact that God is both loving and just. Because he loves us beyond words, he wants us to be close to him for all eternity. But if there is a God, you'd also expect him to be just. In any half-decent legal system, there has to be a punishment to fit the crime. Otherwise, it just wouldn't be justice, would it? God, too, is just. And that demands that a price be paid for our rebellion, or, let's call it for what it is, our sin. And yet God's love is so great that he doesn't want us to live an eternity apart from him, which is what his punishment looks like. That's why he sent us Jesus. And there on that cross, the dilemma of satisfying both God's love and his justice in dealing with our rebellion, yet still holding us close, that dilemma is resolved. We have a name for that. We call it grace. So no matter what you've been through, how badly or how deeply you've sinned against God, I believe that today he is calling you to trust in his grace through the suffering of Jesus Christ. So listen to this. Please listen very carefully. Hosea chapter 12, verse 6. But as for you, return to your God, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for your God. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I think it'll take us an eternity to wrap our hearts around God's grace. But the more time we spend in his word, the more real his grace becomes. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.